Ellen Hopkins is known for her no-holds-barred approach to tackling tough issues facing today's teens, including drug addiction, depression, mental illness, prostitution, pregnancy, and sexual abuse. Now in the new novel, The You I've Never Known, she delivers a deeply personal novel where a teenager uncovers a startling truth. Her mother didn't abandon her, her father kidnapped her. The real twist is the author has experienced a kidnapping like this firsthand. Ellen Hopkins is the best-selling author of 11 young adult novels, as well as the adult novels Triangles, Collateral, and Love Lies Beneath. The latest for young adults is The You I've Never Known, and we welcome Ellen Hopkins to the roundtable this morning. Ellen, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What brought you to this particular story?
It's actually inspired by a small thread of my life. Well, it's only a small thread because I'm so old, but a thread of my life where my ex-husband at one point in my life kidnapped my three-year-old daughter out of daycare, and I lost her for 3 years. So that was a little piece of my life that I carried around kind of in the back of, you know, sometimes writers put things in closets in their brains and we open the doors sometimes and they come out. And the book is about a girl whose father has moved her around the country for 14 years. And she finally settles down and in a little town and has friends and a school and wants to figure out who she is. And then she discovers her entire life is based on lies.
And I assume you felt that way, and you say a small thread of your life, but obviously that has to profoundly change you.
Of course. I mean, it's, you know, not just me, but also my daughter. It took, you know, even though she was little, that was actually very formative years of her life. So it took us quite a while to reconnect, and, you know, we can't ever catch those years up, but we had to like reconnect and remember, you know, who we were as mother and daughter, and that was quite a challenge.
You write in the novel about Maya. Tell us about Maya and the situation that she is in and how the meeting of Jason really starts to hatch what she looks at as an escape plan from what's going on in her life.
Right. Maya's, her father's died and her mother is immersed in a kind of cultish religion and wants really to immerse her daughter in it as well, and her daughter's like having none of that, and so, but she can't figure out a way out other than to find somebody to marry, and so she coerces him into marriage through pregnancy, which is probably not the best plan for any young woman to do, but he happens to be in the military, and that's a whole other life on its own that she's not used to at all, so that was not a good move.
Jason, who she marries, becomes more and more abusive, and it's physical and it's emotional. And she looks to escape, and not only for her, but for her daughter as well. And this is where this picks up into really the story of what you went through.
That's right. Although, you know, I found a different way out than she did exactly, but it's... She really relied on a best friend to get her out, and I kind of had to rely on my new love interest to get me out, to help me find my daughter, and which was quite the adventure too, because, you know, when we finally found her, we were threatened with death if we took her back, even though, you know, I had the court orders, I had custody. And so to have a new relationship that was willing to put his life on the line for me and help me go, really what a judge told me is, you have to kidnap her back. And that's what we did.
I'm interested in, when you're writing books like this for young adults, and you're throwing a lot at them, obviously, you're looking at topics like parental kidnapping and bisexuality and gaslighting, and all of this is going on in the novel. Do you ever feel that there is a point where it can be too much, or that it just shows how resilient young people are in reading novels like this, of understanding how much can happen in a very young life?
Well, a lot of stuff does happen in very young lives, obviously, you know. I mean, I'm right now at a high school, and D.C. and a lot of those kids that came up to me after, they're going through maybe not that, but certainly they have things going on in their lives that are profound. And I think as adults, we forget that, you know, adolescence is, it's a very, there's a lot going on in our lives, in their lives, and, you know, profoundly, you know, good and profound good and bad, I guess, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, they all come up and there's always one that needs a hug or needs a little extra time with me because their life, for whatever reason, is reflected by something that I've written about.
How do you think you make a difference as a writer in speaking and opening dialogue with young people?
I think quite a bit. I mean, I'm first of all, they know that I accept them no matter what they've been through, you know, that I'm not going to judge them. And so it allows them to realize that people, adults, which often adults seem like the enemy to adolescents, that there are adults that care about them, that want to help them through whatever problems they're going through.
Right.
And, you know, for me, I'm willing to, they come to me via email or message or whatever all the time, and I'm willing to listen. And that to them means a lot, that somebody, an adult figure, is willing to listen.
When you look at this particular book, is the writing process different when the story is personal, or are they all personal to you in a way?
I think I bring threads of real life into all my characters. Whether it's not always me, but it could be somebody I know, and often it is a reader that's told me their story. And I think that reality, that honesty, that kind of, it adds depth to those characters that make them real, make them walk off the page. It doesn't feel like you're reading the story so much as that you're experiencing the stories. I think that's kind of the difference.
When you write such a novel, when there is so much, as we talked about, so much going on, obviously you're not always looking for a happy ending, but how do you achieve a satisfying ending?
It's all about that there is tomorrow and there's something that's going to happen, the next day, that's going to get them through into the next day, with my characters and also with young people. You know, it always feels like today to a young person, because they don't have a lot of yesterdays to judge today by.
Right.
So it always feels like today is the end of it, you know? And so I think what I can do is bring perspective. I can show them that there is going to be a tomorrow, that, you know, life is going to open up. It's a landscape, you know, and you might be looking out a window right now, but eventually you're going to get outside and you're going to go out and experience that wider world.
And is hope too strong a word, or is that ultimately what it is, hope?
I think it's hope.
Yeah.
It absolutely is hope. And really what all kids want is what? Love. And that's what we all want, right? To love and to be loved. And even through all the dark stuff in my books, people call them dark or whatever, there's always love there, and it's available to them, you know, on the page, but also outside of the covers.
I was struck by what you said a moment ago, that a lot could be accomplished if just people hug each other more often.
I think so, too. I agree. Especially now.
Especially now. Absolutely. The name of the new book is The You I've Never Known. It is by Ellen Hopkins. It is published by McElderly Books. Ellen, thank you very much for spending time with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book, The You I've Never Known, by Ellen Hopkins. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.